good, everybody. I'm Syfe.
Gina.
And welcome to another episode of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. We appreciate it. Season 5, Episode 3, up in the house. Hopefully you are staying.
High and right.
And positive vibes as always.
All day.
Yeah, we didn't come out this morning. Too bad. So sad. We here, though.
We're here.
It's a lovely Friday, lovely weekend, whenever you decide to listen to us. We appreciate it. Mm-hmm. If you want to see us on our social medias, you can check them out in the descriptions on how to reach us. Baby.
Yeah.
What's been going on?
Oh, always a lot of things.
Like what?
Now I don't know. As usual. Fuck me.
Didn't we talk about this in pre-production, damn it?
No. I recall being on the phone with everybody. So there was no talking. There's you getting a toothbrush and your gift coming in. And there was no reprotection.
Yeah, if I sound a little bit funny on this episode, man, I came from the dentist, man. I was at the dentist this morning, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Getting my grill worked on and shit. Yeah, all that. They a little sensitive. The chiclets is a little sensitive right now. Yeah. So what's been going on, babe? What's been happening in the world? In the ILC household?
We've had a busy week.
Mm-hmm. We busy, y'all.
Yeah. Got the car worked on.
That's going to be another slogan for us.
What's that?
It's high and right. Positive vibes as always.
Yeah.
And we busy, man. Yeah. That's another one. We busy, man. Yeah. Hashtag it.
Yeah.
But got the car worked on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Got our arthritis fixed.
If that's what you want to call it.
Yeah. That is. That's a wheel bearing. That's like if I had my shoulder out. Mm-hmm. I needed a new shoulder. She needed a new shoulder. Her poor wheel bearing.
Gina is being hard-headed, ladies and gentlemen, because it's time for her to get a new car.
No, it's not.
And it's time for a new vehicle.
No, she's just fine. She's perfect.
She's never this sweet when defending it. That's just because the mic's in her face.
She's just fine. She is.
You should hear her get fired up every time I bring that shit up.
She's a perfect car. She's a 2010 Mazda 6.
Mm-hmm.
She's perfect.
Need a new car, man.
I don't either.
Yeah, you do.
She's still as bright and spunky as the day I met her.
The day you met her, huh?
The day I fought for her.
The day you fought for her, huh?
Yes.
Why don't you explain to people how you got that car? Before we get into that, we do appreciate it if you guys checked out our bonus episode of our anniversary episode. Yeah. We do appreciate it if you checked that one out. The only reason why I bring that up is because also what happened today is my anniversary gift finally showed up.
It did.
And finally. If you want to see it, it'll be on our Instagram page at Interracial Odd Couple Podcast with underscores in between each word.
Yes.
And you will see how cute and awesome this gift is that Gina got me, man.
Yes. I like to get him little things that he can add to his little collection of shrines.
But I like the little stuff.
I know you do.
I like the little things, man. I don't care about nothing elaborate at all.
No. I like to make it special. I like to make it, I don't know.
Meaningful, man.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. It could be cheesy, but it's just our thing.
Yeah, I like little stuff, man. I'm always excited about the little things like that.
Yeah.
So if you guys want to see it, it'll be on our Instagram page as you're listening to this episode. And Gina's anniversary gift will hopefully is supposed to ship out today.
Yeah.
$1,300. Speaking of somebody who likes little things.
Great. Right. It's a little Mac.
Yeah, a little Mac. It's a MacBook Pro.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, the new one. That's why it took a little bit for it to come, for it to get shipped to us.
Yeah, because I got a Cricut. I bought me a Cricut because I was like, fuck it.
Mm-hmm. And we ain't going to tell y'all what we got going on with all that.
I don't know what this thing is. It's still not out the box because I was like, I don't know what to do with you.
Yeah.
So it's still in the box because I'm like,
But once the MacBook get here, it'll be on.
Right.
It'll definitely be on. So stay tuned for what we got planned for some of that stuff, man, without revealing too much because we got haters. Hi, haters.
Hi.
So, love you. Okay. Tell everybody. Okay. Go ahead and paint the scenario, paint the picture. Oh, how you obtained the Mazda 6. And we've had that car now for
10 years this year. Yeah,
pretty much 10 years, right after it came out.
It was 10 years February, actually. Mm-hmm. This month, 10 years February. Mm-hmm. I think February 12th or something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You're terrible with dates, but go ahead.
I am. Horrible. But it was 10 years February. Mm-hmm. But so I was looking for a car. Because I had a fucked up PT Cruiser. I had this horrible, idiotic fucking thing that was horrible coming off the lot. I
hated that damn.
It was the worst lemon ever.
I hated that car. I hated that car so much, man.
It never had air conditioning. Things would break. One thing after another.
I put like $2,000 into that damn piece of shit. I did.
You're lucky that's all you put into it.
Fuck this damn car. Get this piece of shit, a PT.
Mind you,
PT shitter.
The engine block.
And we're not knocking anybody who has a PT Cruiser. If it's working for you, great. But the one Gina seemed to have had was possessed or haunted or something.
The day that I traded it in,
motherfucker even caught on fire.
The block was cracked. I don't even know how I even made it to where I made it. This thing was just, yeah, it caught on fire too.
That was a funny night because that was when we came out of where we was at,
the whole inside was just golden, just no smoke.
Before that part. We was walking outside. We was walking in the parking lot. People were standing around outside. It was like, man, where's this smoke coming from?
My car.
And then we was like, oh, shit.
My seat was burning. What the fuck? And I totally fucking sewed that bitch.
she did too, y'all.
Nobody could notice.
Oh, man. But yeah, the day you traded it in, yeah, the engine block was cracked.
Yeah, that was that car. I was like, nope, nothing's wrong with it.
Besides, the air conditioner never worked in it.
No, never. And the people was like, the air conditioner worked when you left. No, dude, the fucking outside cold air was blowing in, you assholes. We bought it in winter.
All right, so fast forward.
So I was looking for a car. I even found this beautiful Charger.
Man.
They wanted $1,200 or $12,000 for this Charger. I could have had it paid off in like fucking 8 months.
Yeah, man.
And my douchebag ex talked me out of it. And I was like, come on, I can go get it right now. I already have fucking $7,000 down. I fucking have it paid off in fucking a couple of months. Just let me do this. No, no, no. And I'm like, so it got sold the next day. I was like, dude, I could have fucking had this shit. And turned out, I go look and I'm looking and I'm looking and I'm like, I don't give a shit what he says. The one car that is mine, I'm just buying it. So I find this Mazda and I fucking fall head over heels for it. I'm like, I know this is the one. This is the one. It has to be the one.
And a side note,
I can't fucking afford it. It is like $20,000. I can't fucking afford it, but I want it. This has got to be my car.
And side note, she fell head over heels for it because what color is the paint on the Mazda?
Oh, God, it's black. Jesus.
That's right.
That was just a bonus. Bonus, but that's it. Black, but the inside,
black man.
The inside was all black, mm-hmm. And it had this wood, I don't know what it is, but it's just like this wood marble stuff in it, and it was just all gorgeous. I was like, oh my God.
Same this reaction she had car. When she met me.
This is my car, and she's like, zoom, take me, and I'm like, I'm gonna take you. So I'm like, I go in, I'm like, okay, we're going in. So I go in, and I'm like, you can tell them what I went in looking like.
You tell them what you was looking like. Because you came and said what's up to me first real quick.
Yes, I did.
And I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
I was going to go give me a call.
You in a hurry? Don't you stick around for a little bit? If that gives you an idea, go ahead and tell the people. And the ladies take notes if you're trying to get a car a lot cheaper than the sticker price.
I actually had pigtails and a really, really short dress on.
So short the taco was grinning.
Totally not what I would ever do or wear anywhere.
See the bottom lines of that booty cheek sticking out a little bit. I'm like, where are you going looking like that?
Oh, hilarious. Might I add.
Better bring that car back by later once you get it.
So I go in there and I said, I'm going to buy that car and I'm trading in this motherfucker. So he's
the
like,
white, the white car for the black one?
Yes. I did that in real life too. So I did. So the guy was like, yeah, all right, let's get started. I said, let's get started right now. And I said, I'm going to tell you.
I wonder what he meant.
I said, I ain't going to play no bullshit. I said, I know how much I want to pay for that car.
After she went in there skipping. I know how much. Like, after you skipped through the lobby like Pippi Longstockings, and then all of a sudden, all that whole facade you had on came off.
Right? And I said.
Because I know you was batting your eyelashes 500 times a second. And
they didn't know.
What to expect.
They didn't know what I was picking
down. They don't know my baby. They don't
they
know.
They didn't know nothing.
You was getting ready to get your hustle on.
They was like, they're like, we're going to draw up the paperwork. They go back and draw up the paperwork. They put the car price down for $22,000. They put my car down for a $250 trade-in. They come with the paperwork and seven other guys.
Come to see you. They want to see the pigtails, titty meat hanging out.
I was blocked in.
By
I had
all these guys.
Every guy around me. And I had the salesman right beside me. And I was sitting in a chair. And I could not breathe. I was like, oh, hell no. And I'm looking at this paperwork. And I'm like, what the fuck is this?
No. No, they was looking like, oh.
I said, I ain't paying none of this shit. I said, you better bring that card back down to $16,000 or something. You're tripping. I said, and you're not giving me $250 for my fucking car. You better give me at least $2,000 because that shit is shit. And I'm still getting $2,000 for it. Mm-hmm. And there's like, no, we can't. I said, bullshit, then this ain't working. Give me my keys to my car right now. Where are the keys to my car? Mm-hmm. I don't care if that fucker breaks down in front of here.
They was ready to gangbang.
Give me
you.
My fucking car right
ready,
now.
They was ready to pull the gangbang.
Big bugged eyed keys.
Now you know you was being extra dramatic. You was putting on a show at that point. I know you was.
I took my car keys and I left. Mm-hmm. First thing I did, I was crying. When I got to the car, I cried. And I thought, just like, I will get you. Don't you worry. I will get you. So then I I was bawling. I started calling every number that I can find for Davis Moore upper management. I was calling. Mm-hmm. I finally got this.
That's a Wichita reference for you listeners that listen to us locally.
I got this man.
I bet some people cussing right now. Fuck Davis Moore.
I was telling everybody. Do you treat your women buyers this way? How do you just sell anything? How can you do this? Don't you do this to me. How can you do? Oh my God. You what? Oh my God. What happened? Oh my God. Oh my God. What happened? You just wait. Just wait. Hold on a minute. Just wait. Don't you worry. Hold on just 1 minute.
You know what he did? You know what? You know exactly who he called and put you on hold with? His lawyers.
Man.
Because you was getting sexually harassed and ran a train on for your money. Okay, well, how much you willing to do for $16,000?
Oh, man.
He was on the phone with his attorneys.
Oh, man.
He called Pistotnik anybody he could call. Like, yo, we got a situation over here.
Oh, man. That next day, I had an appointment at 9 o'clock in the morning with the upper management at the Davis-Moore Mazda.
Leave it to Gina, you guys. Like I said, don't let her fool you.
And nobody else could talk to me when I walked in those doors. And nobody else did. I walked in those doors. They turned and looked the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And that man ran from his office down to me. Are you Regina? I said, yes, I am. He said, please come up to my office. I said, okay, I'm coming. Do I get to take her home? And I said, I am not getting less. I want $3,000 at least off that car. And I want $2,000 for mine. He says, we're going to talk. I said, okay. And I want extras. And I want that front end fixed. You got it. Okay. My friend. Oh, my goodness. He's like, how much are you going to put down? $7,000. His eyes dropped. He's like, what? I said, I told you so.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody listened to me. Everybody want to take advantage of me. Mm-mm. He's like,
I'm sure the pigtails didn't have anything to do with it.
I came in that next morning with slacks and
Buckham
shit.
Buckham cow.
Everybody was just like,
come in and look
totally at, different person.
Come in and look at all homely and frumpy on purpose. Like, got you, bitches. Where the pigtails go?
They're like, this woman has money. I said, no, bitches. I paid off that fucking dumbass car and then kept pretending I was still paying on it. That's why I have this extra money.
We probably giving them too much game right now.
I was pretending to fuck myself. That's how I got that.
Let that be a lesson to you guys.
Right?
Let it be a lesson.
Just pretend to fuck yourself. That's it.
See why I love her, y'all. When it comes to some shit, when it's time to get down, oh yeah, we both get our hustle on. We definitely do that.
I will hustle myself all day long. That's why I tell the kids, you better go through every book. Go through every book.
Man, don't be telling everybody our business. I don't know.
I'll tell you. I forget where I put things.
Somebody go get shot. Trying to get us robbed? What's wrong with you? I got bullets.
Right. Oh. I sent them a picture the other day. I found a dollar. Mm-hmm. I said, I told you, kids. I put things places I can't remember. Look at this dollar.
Oh, man. Yep, now it's time for you to get a new car. So
no. How am I going to do this?
Listen, how you going to dress on this occasion? I can help you. No.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know if I have the strength to do
this again.
Come
in here with you. I'll put a dress shirt on and a big old gold chain. Have you around my arm? Like, what's happening?
Jesus.
Yeah. I want those brothers. Yeah, I want those brothers. Credit 800. What's happening? And climbing, bitch.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, let me see. If any listeners have any ideas on how Gina should dress on when it comes to the purchase of our next motor vehicle, go ahead and email us at interracialoddcouple@gmail.com.
I don't even know if I could do it again. I don't know.
Oh, you could do it just fine. Oh, shit, baby. Yeah. So that's what she did. Came in there looking like she, you know.
Yep.
Had pigtails and the short dress, titty meat hanging out.
That car was mine. And you know what? That car has been the most amazing car.
Man, that's a fact. That car has been reliable.
10 years later, it's still going strong.
And they still want to buy it because it's that body style that's real popular for people who want to look it up.
She's at 221 miles, or 212 miles. I mean, she's...
212,000, yeah.
Yeah, 212,000. Mm-hmm. Insane. And she's still kicking strong.
Yep.
So I did good.
And yep, that car been everywhere.
She has been. And I fought for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I knew it. I knew she was mine. That's why I'm going to fix her aches and her pains and her arthritis spots. I will. That arthritis spot was your fault. Nobody's blaming.
Yeah, you are. You just did. To everyone.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, shit. So, ladies, let that be a lesson. Fellas, if you're listening, man, set your woman up, man. Set her up, man. Let her go in there and do what she got to do. I mean, maybe she needs some coaching. Mine don't, but... Holy shit, that's funny as hell.
Yeah.
So what else been going on? Well, you know, it's been a little bit since we did the
family update.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Caleb's got a new crib.
Yes, he's moving. He's moving in actually today.
Mm-hmm. In Texas.
Yeah. Just a little bit outside of where he lives, so not too far away.
About 20 minutes, he said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's a duplex.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll have his own house now and
got a yard.
A little yard for Kona to run.
Mm-hmm. Ghost sister.
Mm-hmm.
For all of you who listen to the podcast, you obviously know who Ghost is by now.
Right. His little sister.
Not little. They in the same litter.
I know. But she's littler than him.
Mm.
Yeah. So I'm very excited. Brand new, too.
Mm-hmm. Nobody's ever lived in it. New housing addition. He didn't want to buy yet because he doesn't know where his company's going to move him in the future.
Right.
Because he's got future goals. Proud of him.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's very exciting for him. So.
Yeah. Moving in with his girlfriend and the baby.
Right.
And the kid. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah. Hey, parents, it's always kind of a fun transition, isn't it? When you watch your kids grow up and they start dating and having sex and sucking dicks and stuff. And then when they start dating somebody who has a kid.
Yeah.
Totally different situation at that point.
I know. You just get a laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what? Okay.
It's a different transition, though.
Yeah.
It is. You know, this is just part of them having to, you know, transition and figure out and grow up.
Mm-hmm.
And grow with a person. And not only, it's not about you no more.
Nope.
Not mm-hmm. about you. It's about mm-hmm. that kid.
Yep.
All about the kids.
And then you got to remind them that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially
the boys. I'll be letting them know, like, yeah, and just know, for the rest of your life, that kid comes first.
Yep.
You come last.
Most definitely.
You come last, man. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're proud of him. He's doing his thing. His sister's down there somewhere. She's supposed to be hollering at him.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to be.
Yeah. Yep, that's another one.
Yeah, who knows what she's doing? Mm-hmm. She's just living life.
Yeah.
Doing her thing.
Yep. 19 and young.
Yeah.
You already know. And then our other son, I pulled up on him last night. I scared him to fucking death. I scared him to death. I walked into his house, y'all. And I knocked, and I was like, well, I hear music playing. So I walk in, and I put a clip up of him of what he ended up doing for us last night, too. He welded mom's strainer for the kitchen.
Yeah.
And I walked in. He's in the bathroom. And I hear him in there, so I crack the door open real slow. He's standing there acting like he get ready to shave. He's shaving his face, but he's got a mullet right now. It's pretty hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
The mullet is hilarious. Mm-hmm. But he's standing there, and he's shaving and shit, and I'm just standing there peeking through the dough. And as soon as he turns around, he about dropped everything and fell over on his knees like, oh, my fucking God.
Because technically, because we were all on the phone.
Oh, man.
When Ken left.
Mm.
And so by the time Ken got there.
Yeah, everybody was on FaceTime with each other.
Yeah.
Through Snapchat and our family group chat.
So, and Ken was supposed to be here.
I was like, don't tell him I left, you know.
Right. So, Babe was supposed to be here. And yeah, and he ended up there.
Yeah, I scared the fuck out that fool.
I bet that was funny.
Oh, man, you should have seen his reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Should have recorded him. That's why when you called, I was like, yeah, he in here shaving his ding-ding hairs. He's manscaping for no girlfriend. Oh, man, how's the grandparents? Ain't nobody heard about them for a minute.
Oh, they're doing okay. They just can't get along when I don't show up. At all.
Imagine that.
It just...
You should see Gina's face, y'all.
It just ends up in just, they have a really bad time. It just doesn't matter. Nobody gets along if I don't show up. It's like it's
War of the Roses, fault. But the geriatric version.
Yeah. It's just so sad. It's just
Senior Citizens Edition.
The rest of the evening is I don't know. It's like if I'm not there at 5 to get them up and somebody else gets them up, it's like that rest of the evening until I get there at 10. It's just
constant mayhem.
It's just everybody's pouting. It's just like nobody's happy.
Walk in like, what the fuck?
Right.
We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. Oh, shit. The reason why we are actually a little late on this episode, too, ladies and gentlemen, because my dad wanted to pop up last night and come by the house.
Everybody was in a mood yesterday.
Man, I guess. I'm like, damn, man. I just, what is up with everybody, man? But, know. Yeah, my dad came over here last night for a little while.
Yeah.
I almost turned the microphones on him, but I was like, I'm going to wait. He come over here, you know, he get to ranting and talking, and you know, he don't get to talk very often.
Yeah.
I mean, at least about, you know, getting some shit off his chest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody was just going through it.
Yep.
So, yeah.
They needed our attention.
I know. It's like, gosh, we just can't breathe sometime.
Mm. Yeah, that's not happening.
Yeah, they hound. It's like, hello, can I nap?
I'm like, fuck, I can't even watch a 5-minute YouTube video. Like, what the fuck? Like, leave me alone. I've been talking all fucking day. I don't want to talk right now. Jesus. So what do you want to talk to me about? You said you had something you wanted to bring up on the episode today.
Yeah. Is there like a song that you just absolutely think is just really just downright kind of like just disgusting or just appalling or?
In what way? What do you mean?
I mean, anyway, just
a song that's disgusting and appalling.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nothing's coming, you know, off the top of my head right now as far as anything in particular. Or now, there's like, been different bands and stuff like that. I'm like, man, fuck all that shit. I ain't trying to what they represent and what certain people stand for. But as far as a particular, you mean lyrically?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, because music is subjective to me. It's just, you know, people's art. So, I mean, I don't know. What do you mean? Did you come across a song that was disgusting and appalling that we can't play?
No, I didn't come across it, but I was always known about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've always heard it. But just like, it's a song. But he's an older country singer. Have you ever actually listened to the lyrics?
I don't listen to, so I could honestly say no.
I really don't like that. Lyrics to that song.
Why? What's in the lyrics of the song? Let me pull it up.
Yeah, pull up the lyrics of the song.
What the fuck is this shit called?
And I would think the people in Oklahoma would not like this song either. Maybe they've talked about it before, and I'm just late to the party. Which is probably true. I'm probably really late to this party.
How do you spell this shit? I want to know how you spell that dumb
O-K-I-E.
Shit.
O-K-I-E.
Okay. Let me read this. We don't make a party of loving. We like holding hands and pitching woo. We don't let our hair grow long and shaggy like the hippies out in San Francisco do. So basically, what's he doing? What, he just shitting on different
people.
Yeah, different types of people. I see what's going on here. What, has it got a catchy beat? I mean, what the fuck? What is a popular song, obviously.
Obviously.
There's a lot of people that, excuse me, fueled by hate and all kind of different shit. And plus, this was a different time, too. Because when was this song released? I'm not defending this dude. I don't know who the fuck he is, but.
But I'm just saying, I mean, is there.
The discrimination?
Songs that.
That are discriminatory like this, as far as lyrically?
That you think, or that you've heard?
Like I said, I can't really think of nothing right off the top of my head, because most songs that are like that, I may hear them that one time and then I forget about them and don't listen to them again. Because I ain't into that hate speech and that type of music. Right. I never have been, no matter what genre it's in. Mm-hmm. I'm just not into that kind of shit. Me personally. I'm into the more conscious, you know, especially with hip hop and stuff. You know me, I'm boom bap, super scientific, lyrical. I like that type of stuff.
Right.
You know, and when it comes to rock and all that type of stuff. Yeah, I like hearing people's experiences of different stories. But as far as hate speech and shitting on a demographic of people, whether they're gay, whether they're straight, whether they're black, whether they're white, I'm not into none of that shit. So honestly, I can't tell you any songs in particular off the top of my head that just, because I don't listen to that shit. I just honestly don't. I'm not into it. Never have been into it and won't be into it. If you are into it, that's your thing. But that's not me, personally.
I don't know. It just baffles me that, you know, something like that would be just, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm just,
But you're hitting on a subject. Because
if people want to ban, you know, like, I don't know what I'm trying to say. People want to ban all this shit that's like irrelevant and dumb, but they don't want to ban and take shit like this.
Oh, you're talking about like as far as cancel culture is concerned.
Right.
Uh-huh.
But they won't take shit that's
blatantly right there in your face.
And
you know, the funny thing and the irony of it is, and don't come at us people like that, but I'm into music. I am a musician. I love all kinds of different music. But predominantly, you'll hear a lot of that type of hate speech when it comes to a lot of older songs around a particular time period, you know, through your 40s, 50s, 60s, even 70s, and even later.
Oh, trust me. I listen to all music. And that's why I know about all this
music. And typically with country music, there was a lot of that type of lyricism that was going on. I mean, lyricism in a way that I'm not saying it positively in a negative way. There was a lot of lyrics and songs that were written in that particular light.
There's a lot of the black artists, even in that time.
Oh, yeah.
That say a lot of different things. And because I know I listen to it.
Uh-huh.
So every morning with Poppy. Now, I do.
Yeah.
We listen to all the old stuff. That's why I know when, you know, things, you know, I know these songs. Because I sing him with him, and I, you know, we even if he's like, who's that? We look him up.
I don't know. It's probably kind of getting to you. Well, you got to think about the dynamic, too, of the history of America at that particular time, too, from the aspects of saying, you know, black musicians and their perspective on, you know, what white musicians are saying, and then vice versa, and then the condition of the country and everything that was going on during that time, too. But I know it had to mess with you. For the simple fact that, yeah, sometimes you could catch yourself, and it doesn't have to be a racially tensioned song or a sexist tensioned song, where you'll listen to a song that you used to hear as a kid and kind of bebop to, like around your grandparents or something like that, and not really thinking about it. It's just, oh, this song reminds me of, you know, one summer with my grandpa working out in the garden or out on the farm, or, you know, working on a rental house or anything like that. Or just riding in the car with grandma or something like that.
See, that song, I know that song.
But when you hear it 30 years, 40 years later, right? And then you actually like, oh, well, man, I remember that song. And then you listen to the lyrics like, whoa, 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 whoa. That's how y'all was giving it up. Wait a minute.
That's why I'm bringing this back, because I've listened to the song since I was a kid.
And then even going back and doing research on certain bands and certain musicians, it's like, yeah. Yo, like, really? That's how they was giving it up? Yeah. Yeah, that's part of just us getting older, too, hearing some of those songs.
You're talking shit on the Lovings. Oh, you're, what the fuck, dude? I'm like, okay. Now the song, it took me fucking 40 years.
Shout out to the Lovings. They're legendary.
Yeah. So I'm like, this dude's talking shit on everybody I would probably like. What the fuck? I'm like, this don't make no sense. Yeah. I'm like, okay, this is trash.
But you got to think about it. I mean, does it honestly surprise you? Because it shouldn't.
Oh, no, it doesn't surprise me any. Okay. But it surprises me that all these people out here want to do this cancel culture shit, but they won't take what's really horrible off.
Well, you got to.
So I don't understand.
You got to think about it. And I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm just looking at the irony of it because of the simple fact. We did just come off the heels of a lot of fuel that a lot of people have seen over the last few years off the heels of 45 and what's been driving the narrative in social media and on news outlets and stuff all around the world, where we've seen protests and march behind a lot of this stuff. So it wouldn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me, and it will never surprise me, you know, that there's I'm sure that's just one example of a person.
Right.
You know, that made that type of music. And there's definitely countless other examples of people that made that type of music. Mm-hmm. And people that still probably make that type of music. But it won't be in my ears. Sorry. Mm-hmm. It won't be played in our house. No. Not in our cars. Mm-hmm. You know, that ain't how we do. That ain't what we do here. We love everybody over here, man.
Yep.
We do, man.
No. That's all I wanted to
do. Yeah. Because, you know, I come, and I've said it on the podcast before, I come from a background, I grew up around a diverse group of people because of my dad. I was surrounded by all kinds of different people from all kinds of different walks of life, man. Mm-hmm. All kinds. So I've never, you know, that was just something that never was on my radar to even be entertained by some shit like that.
That was pretty much what I did.
Yeah.
I loved everybody. Got used by everybody.
Now let me clarify my statement though. Not that I love everybody, but I respect and love all types of different cultures. But when it's geared towards hate and sexism and all that types, I'm not with all that, man. I've never been with all that, and I'm not going to ever be with all of that. Right. You could take it for how you want. That's just how I roll. You know, I don't care about your faith. I don't care about your religion. I don't care about your race. I don't care about none of that stuff. If you a cool motherfucker, you a cool motherfucker.
Yep.
I don't care who you fucking. I could give a fuck less. As long as you ain't hurting nobody, you ain't hurting kids. Who is anybody to tell you what to do?
Yep.
And what you like and what you're into, man. So, you know, but a lot of people look closed-minded and narrow-minded in that way, and they're going to continue to be, just like I'm sure, you know, people are off-put by the fact that this is an interracial podcast. A lot of people ain't going to like that. So what? If you don't like it, like Mike Tyson says, if you don't like it, then turn off your station. Yeah, fuck off. Fuck off.
Well, my thing was, as long as they're not making me try to do it, I don't care.
What do you mean?
You know, how... Like, say, the churches or the believers that...
Oh, trying to push try them and push it upon you?
Push you and make you be something that you're not or whatever.
Or push information, you know, upon... Push it. And right. This is walking a fine line that you're bringing this up, though. Because, yeah, I don't appreciate somebody trying to push something on me or an ideology or anything on me. Like, now, to be educated up to a certain point is one thing, but that should be up to a person's personal discretion.
If I ask you, then tell me.
Yeah, that
but
should
that's
be
a, because I want to learn.
That should be a personal decision. And, you know,
right
now it gets a little tricky and a little bit sensitive when it comes to a lot of the different gender pronouns and stuff that people identify themselves with, you know, right now. So that's when it can get a little bit tricky too. And some people will argue, well, why are you teaching this in the school systems? Why are you doing this? Why are you putting this, you know, in entertainment, stuff like that? Hey, it's no different than even listening to our podcast to a particular point. If you don't like the subject matter, you don't have to listen to it. You don't have to pay attention to it. You don't have to.
I don't know.
If it's not your deal, it's not your deal. Not everything is everybody's deal. Just like interracial couples, that's not everybody's thing. So what? Who cares? Live your life, be happy with it. It just gets a little tricky and sensitive to a lot of people when it comes to children, but that's another topic for another platform. Not for me, you know. People can run their houses how they want to. As long as, like I said, nobody's getting hurt, you ain't hurting nobody, and the kids aren't getting hurt, and you're not forcing them and all the above, then, you know, I don't have a problem. I ain't going to ever have a problem. That's not, I'm not paid to take care of those issues. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So, but yeah, I mean, that's just going to always be a subject of unfortunately in our lifetimes. I don't see it really changing much. It just kind of evolved into just basically, even though it's right there in front of our faces, a lot of people are still kind of brainwashed and blinded by the fact that it's blatantly right there in your face in entertainment and in music. You know, you may not have thought about or particular TV shows or movies and stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of subliminal messaging that is not so subliminal the older you get.
Right. That's that naiveness, that not understanding and it slipping in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All I say is this, man. If you ain't hurting the women, you ain't hurting the kids, then live your life, man. But leave all that hate and all that sexism, all that shit, man. Get rid of that, man. That we don't invite that on our platform whatsoever. Mm-hmm. So.
No.
But we crack jokes and stuff. We crack jokes about everything.
Sure.
Don't get it twisted. We crack jokes over here, but they're just jokes. And people that listen to us, that really fuck with us, they know where we coming from. You know what I'm saying? When we crack jokes and stuff like that. But there's never no hate over here, man. Well, I don't hate nobody.
Mm-mm.
I don't hate nobody. Now, I may hate you as an individual if you on some fuck shit. I ain't gonna fuck with you as a person. But it has nothing to do with your culture and what you represent and what you fighting for.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Okay.
That's how I feel about it. But as far as music and going, I don't care, man. I don't care. I personally don't care. Suck a dick. I mean, what do you want me to say?
I don't care what you
kiss
say.
Kiss the ass, something, you know?
Okay.
It's like, why are you worried about it? You know, it's kind of funny when you come across some racist people, man. It's funny because it's like, what, are you afraid that white titties taste delicious? Are you afraid a black dick is really tasty? Or is that what you're afraid of? Huh? Huh, Billy?
Afraid you won't be able to go back?
Huh, Johnny? You got a problem with that, Johnny? Huh? Huh? And don't get it twisted. And I will talk about this subject eventually on the podcast. It might be an exclusive episode. Wink, wink. Yeah, there's a lot of black families too. You know, if you bring the white girl to the cookout, oh yeah, black families and black family members can be a little racist too.
Yep. Oh boy, are they?
Oh, they sure can. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Try to go to a concert.
Oh yeah, man. Oh yeah. But we'll save that for maybe an exclusive content in the future. I don't know. Maybe we're just talking out our ass. Maybe we're not. We shall see.
Oh, no, we're not.
Shh.
Oh, shh.
Oh, man, that hurt. But anyway, all right, baby. Anything you want to tell everybody before we end this episode?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm thinking.
You're thinking? Thinking too hard.
I know, because everything went away.
Just remember to shave your ass if you got ass hairs. Make that's important. You got to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all I got. What you got for him, baby, so we can get out of here?
One day at a time this week.
One day at a time this week?
That's it.
This weekend, maybe it's even 1 minute at a time.
Oh, fuck. Better hope so it don't go by so fast.
Maybe you got to go deal with the in-laws. It ain't no telling, man. Ain't no telling. You got to deal with the kids. Got to deal with overtime at work or whatever. One day at a time. Always one day at a time.
Yeah.
We appreciate everybody who checks out the Interracial Odd Couple podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate every single one of you guys.
You are important.
You keep us motivated. We have fun with it. And don't be afraid to holler at us if you have subjects or questions that you want answered. We will give you our unprofessional, unlicensed, experienced opinions.
Most highly recommended.
All right, everybody. Thank you for checking us out this week, this weekend, whenever you are listening to us. Remember to go back to our bonus episode, if you want to, of our anniversary episode. Check us out on there. If you want to reach out to us, check us out in the description, wherever you listen to this podcast. And we will talk to you soon.
Bye.
Deuces.